What mattered this week? Well, it was the election, the election, the election, and some more election. We talk about the election for today's episode of...
Moment of silence.
What is this crazy rock and roll music anyway?
Well, I didn't see that coming, did it? Hello and welcome.
Operators are standing by.
It's like a breath of fresh air.
Dance like there's no tomorrow.
TCRPN, the Critical Reviewer Podcast Network.
Cool. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Nice. This is great, guys. I'm glad I was able to join you guys at such a great moment in time.
Not yet.
No, I'm because I have my headphones on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the election results.
Oh, no, we're definitely going to be biting our fingers off for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, every major news outlet has called it already, so.
I know. So the only one I paid attention to was Fox News because
they call it.
Yeah, if they call it, then I'm like, okay, this is real. So even the crazy conspiracy theory conservative side has called it, so I'm hoping, but you know, there's still the guy in the White House who likes to sue people to make sure that he wins everything.
Like I said, the longer he keeps this up, the less time we have to deal with a lame duck Trump, which sounds like a really weird term for like an old Jeep or a really nasty sex position.
Like he's even posting like still about like I've got so many votes and they're legal and I won. It's like, man, how pathetic do you have to be though?
Yeah, he keeps on saying only count the legal votes, the legal votes. Whatever. You can't listen to anything he says. He was also golfing this morning before
yes.
The result came out. So it's just like the fucking guy will just continue to golf no matter what happens, even when like hundreds of thousands of people are dying from COVID and shit, he'll golf. I think maybe, you know, the only thing that mattered this week was the election. So maybe we start from the beginning of the week before Tuesday and then we'll just work our way up to now. So on Monday, how did you feel going into the election?
I think I had an optimistic view based on our conversation last week that it was going to be a blue wave, maybe because I just assumed everybody was feeling the same way a lot of us were feeling and that we were fed up and that more people believed in science and were pissed off. I had a longer list last week, but I didn't get to it of all the people he's pissed off, but I didn't have it right in front of me. I just thought that there were more involved, but... the result is good. It's just not as good as I think we all expected. So it showed another true side of America that's there. And part of it I can understand, which we can get into later after having a conversation with my mom about my stepdad, who was Cuban. But that's how I felt. And then the day came and the results slowly came in.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a lot more surprising than I think we all thought.
How about you, Jeremy?
I mean, I wanted to be optimistic, but I also knew that there was that 2016 optimism where it was like, oh man, it's going to happen. And then you get the rug pulled out from under you and you don't know how to handle it afterwards. Like you go through 4 years of just nonsense and you're just hoping for the best to turn out more than you were in 2016 because you got to live it. And so the anticipation leading up to like the first reportings, it was challenging, especially when you're trying to like go through a day's work, you're sitting at your desk, you're trying to stay focused and all you're doing is like trying to read different reports, check different news outlets and understand like what's happening. Yeah, it was definitely nerve-wracking.
Yeah. So we're just a couple of guys that just talk about what's going on in the world. We're not investigative journalists. We're not political science majors. We don't work in politics or anything. But if you look back on all of the podcasts that we've done in the past, like, what, a 2-3 months, mm-hmm. like, we almost exactly say what we're worried about in the upcoming week with Supreme Court stuff, with the debates, with all the different things that, and we're just normal people. And it's the only reason we're predicting these things is because we have seen over the past 4 years how insane this particular president is and all the crazy, terrible things that he does. So he's really easy and simple to predict. And so even last week when we were talking, we're like, the only way that this is going to be an okay election is if Biden wins by a landslide, because if it's close, he's going to say, don't count the votes. These are illegal. Don't count the mail-in votes. He's going to sue. And guess what's happening now? It's the same exact thing that we've talked about before. And we're not experts. We don't work in fucking Washington, D.C. We're just normal human beings, and we predicted this shit would happen. So, yes, I was hoping that Biden would win, but this also is like the worst possible way for Biden to win, because not only did more people vote for Trump this year than they did in 2016, which is very surprising, but he got 70 million votes. So yes, Biden has 4 million more total votes than Trump, but there's 70 million people in this country who over the past 4 years still think Trump is the best possible option to be president. And I texted you guys like throughout the week when I was like losing my mind watching the results come in, saying, you know, I'm so disappointed in this country, because like I could have given everyone a pass in 2016 because he's the outsider. People are sick of politicians. They're sick of them not actually doing anything to help people. They're worried about whatever, their taxes, anything, any of that stupid bullshit. But through the course of 4 years, and especially even this year, probably the worst year of his entire presidency, of locking kids in cages, wasting billions of dollars on a fucked up stupid wall for Mexico, for trying to, you know, argue away gay rights and try to take away people's health care in the middle of a pandemic, continuously lying during a pandemic, even when he's on tape for a Woodward book and you hear him say one thing and then he comes out and publicly says another thing, having press conferences that has the fucking owner of MyPillow address the nation, all these completely insane things that he has done, and still 70 million people thought that he would be a good president moving forward. And so I don't know how to feel right now, because yes, this is a little bit better, but there are still so many people in this country that I don't know what they care about.
Well, I mean, it goes back to 2016. His strategy the entire time was to put doubt in the minds of his supporters and grow the amount of supporters he has. And it all started by saying media is the enemy of the people. And so years going by, heading into the election, I find it more disturbing that strategy, which you think, like, how the fuck can Donald Trump come up with this strategy? I don't believe him to be that smart, but I do find him to be a very manipulative person, coming from somebody apparently who's manipulative. Thanks, April.
You get it.
But he put that doubt in the minds of many people to the point to where, come election day, he can be down 4 million votes and still say he won. And every single media outlet, including the ones that are far left,
far right.
Even the ones that are far right still say, hey, Biden won, and they call it, but his supporters do not believe it because he's placed that doubt in their minds. I mean, I'm astonished by the number of votes. I'm also like astonished by the amount of votes that that Biden got, because that's still a lot more than Hillary. Obama got. Oh, yeah. Like, but it's just it's remarkable how many people are just so tied into what he's saying on a social media outlet rather than all these other media outlets that are, they're known for integrity. Like, their job is to be honest and give truth and facts. And even though most of them are not, all of them do that, still, like, especially at elections, this is their job, is to report truth and fact. And they're just blatantly ignoring that.
Well, earlier in the week, Jake was texting saying a lot of the QAnon people, but like in my mind, I don't think, I can't for the life of me think that there's 70 million people that believe in QAnon.
I think that the derivatives of QAnon and the misinformation they've created, and just the misinformation the president has created in general. So maybe that was more of a blanket statement when I was saying that, I mean, this whole thing has been misinformation and it's still continuing. So maybe Facebook should have been harder on misinformation sooner. And, you know, these Senate hearings are coming up at a strange time. It should have been coming up 4 years ago.
Well, but didn't they come up 4 years ago? Like, wasn't this a thing where they were brought to the Senate or Congress or these committees to be able to talk about misinformation? I thought this already happened at one point.
Maybe, but I don't think any Republican can stomach the thought of putting a regulation on anything
until,
I don't know what the outcome was.
Until the private company starts to, you know, put disclaimers on people's posts and tweets that say this is misinformation, and then they're like, oh, we got to regulate Facebook and Twitter because they're putting disclaimers on things. So it's like, well, are you going to regulate it as if this is a news source, or are you going to deregulate it as if this is just a private company that has no control over anything gets posted on it? But I don't know. Still, I think it's just like there's so many people who are, I would consider to be just like normal people that still voted for Trump. And so it just comes back down to like, what do they actually care about to want to vote for him? Because Trump won the primary too for the Republican Party back in 2016. And I guess it was to be like the outsider, to drain the swamp or whatever. But then to continue to support him through all of this terrible, insane shit that literally the entire world looks down on us and laughs at us and won't allow us to even like go visit their countries right now because of how poorly we're run right now. And yet they'll still latch onto this idea of it's us against the world. We're the only right ones and everyone else is wrong. All doctors are wrong. Scientists are wrong. Every single news outlet is wrong. Every other country is wrong.
We have too many people that never went to a higher level of education or never left the country.
But is that it?
Like, no, there's multiple. Let me tell you about my conversation with my mom, because my stepdad, Gus, he's from Cuba. So he lived in a socialist communist country, but he didn't vote for Biden, but he didn't vote for Donald Trump. He didn't vote for either. And I guess I have to think of that as that's something that I will never understand. None of us will ever understand as Americans, that maybe there is something deeply inside them that makes them fear what America could become, which, you know, at least to us, we don't think that could ever happen because of that. But having lived through it, there may be something, as we saw the increase in Hispanic votes in Florida that voted for Trump. So maybe there's something there. I also know Cubans who didn't and they voted for Biden. So I don't know. I mean, there's something there that we can't fully grasp because it's not something we went through. But yeah, like misinformation, once again, is getting people to believe that Biden is a socialist when he's the least progressive or socialist candidate that we put forth.
he's a 90s Republican. He's a moderate. Pretty much Bob Dole.
Yeah.
Like, it's the continuous just, like, spew of propaganda to say that Democrats are socialists, that Biden is a socialist. Like, I could understand that if it was Bernie Sanders. But It's Biden. Like, he doesn't want to give us national health care. He pretty much just wants to keep, you know, the Affordable Care Act, which is a flawed system, but it's still, you know, Affordable Care Act is better than what we had before of people not even being able to get insurance because of pre-existing conditions or, you know, working a certain job where you can't have the employer get insurance through the company. So it's still like, there's still millions of people who are able to get insurance that weren't able to get insurance before, but it's still, it's flawed. It's not good. People, it costs too much money and it sucks, but it's better than nothing. But yeah, Biden doesn't want to do the Bernie thing of national healthcare. It doesn't want to do the, you know, Bernie thing of erasing all student debt and all that stuff. So it's just like, where's the socialist thing that's coming from? I mean, is it because he cares about the environment? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I mean, I'm like reading a text and also getting to talking to you guys at the same time. Where were we? Communism? Socialism.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of, I mean, Cuban Americans in Florida that are just straight Republican to begin with. So there's also the side of tribalism that it doesn't matter who your opponent is. You're going to see them as the devil, no matter, even if they were like Jesus Christ. If Jesus Christ came out and was a Democrat, the Republican Party would be coming up with all, he bathed a woman's feet, blah, 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 things like that.
No, go ahead.
I was just gonna say it's this isn't a sports team, like this is important. This is
not
the idea to think that Trump actually cares about Republicans or people who voted for him is insane. Like, and I don't think Biden's the best candidate.
No,
but he's better than the most horrible person in the world. So sometimes you just need to suck it up. And like the idea, like I understand that everyone's mad about our two-party system in our country, but you know, deciding to not vote or voting for the Libertarian Party or voting for the Green Party, you're throwing away your votes, because it's like last year's Super Bowl where Kansas City Chiefs and San Francisco 49ers are in the Super Bowl and you decide to place a bet on the New York Jets. You're not going to win, even though that's your team. So sometimes you need to suck it up. And yes, like technically there's a two-party system in our country, but there's not really, because in primaries, there's multiple levels of Democrats. There are multiple levels of Republicans. You know, the other Republicans that shared the stage with Trump in 2016 were not like him. And the people who share the stage with Biden this year are not like him. So everyone who's like, oh, I'm not going to vote for Biden because Bernie would have done better or whatever, or we think that Bernie would have done a better job at going up against Trump. Bernie didn't beat Biden. If he would have beaten Biden, then he would have had the opportunity to go against Trump. So if you actually cared about it, then you would have voted for Bernie. You would have fought the fight for Bernie back in the primaries, but it didn't happen. So
do you think there were a lot of those this year as opposed to 4 years ago?
Almost 3 million people didn't vote for Trump or didn't vote for Biden. And there are people voted for the Libertarian Party, voted for the Green Party, voted for fucking Kanye West. And it's not just like people, you know, all over the country. Like if you look at California vote total, 65,000 people voted for the candidate that had Kanye West as his vice president. Those fucking people are horrible, stupid people.
And that was just his immediate family. I can't imagine the relatives.
So I just, between the 70 million people that vote for Trump and the other people who just decide not to vote or threw away their vote on someone else, when in such an important time in our country, makes me disappointed in this country. And like, if people also cared so much about Biden and thinking that they needed to find a way to have the Democrats win so that they can actually make change, then the so-called blue wave that everyone was predicting would actually have happened. But as you can see in the Senate races, they're not, Democrats aren't winning the Senate seats. So, you know, hopefully when these last four Senate seats come up, because they're still counting the votes, it comes close to being a 50-50 tie. But if it doesn't, then will Biden even be able to pass a single thing he wants to pass?
Well,
not for at least 2 years.
I mean, similar to what President Obama was able to do and sign in a lot of executive orders, but that only gets you so far. But we still can look forward to Georgia. Georgia has a runoff, and now it's both seats. So like you're saying, the closer we get to half and half, that might work out in our favor. But I want to kind of like fall back on something Jake said earlier about tribalism and like how it just, humans are so naturally like tribalistic in terms of latching on to some type of belief system. And religion is a big example of that, where somebody who is Catholic will like be devout and super sticking to it, even though if they're not the kind of person that goes every Sunday, or they're the person who doesn't, you know, Lent, or I don't even know if that's Catholic or Catholicism, but like my parents are a good example of people who are Christian. But Jake, you know better, as well as anybody, as well as me, that my parents do not live a very Christian life.
It's the going to church, but not exactly practicing what you preach.
Exactly. And those are the people that also feel, well, what ties in with my religion and politics? Because I find it a lot easier to continue this route of tribalism and connect the dots that things that are related to something that I believe in. So if a party directly represents religion, they're going to lean in that direction. And I think a lot of America stuck with that because they felt they still feel that even with a alleged rapist and a porn star like adulterer is getting elected, they'll still vote for him because of that group that he belongs to. And so as bad as it's like, man, this, I don't feel good about how many people have voted. I also understand like how simple people are, especially like as a country. I mean, well, let's not even get into like human race in general, but as a country, we don't think critically. Like we don't take the time to ask ourselves questions. We just go with what feels right. There's so much that we do. It leans into like intuition. Oh, it's how we feel. I don't feel like I'm going to get sick from COVID, so I won't wear a mask. And there's too much of that happens. And so when politics come, it's easier. And especially among like in this period of like uncertainty where people are dying, there's 120,000 new cases of COVID. You're being told not to believe in this, but yet you're hearing something different in a source that you've always believed in. You're so confused. So what's the easiest thing to do is just stick to that tribalistic notion in your mind that you need to connect those dots and stick with what you have always known to be real and true to you and what you've always felt is right. Even if it means voting for a clown who doesn't know how to match up his makeup correctly. And that's the sad thing.
Yep. Well, I mean, like you were saying with religion, I mean, again, that's like a total fallacy because like other than Republicans wanting to stop abortion. There's literally nothing else about that party that would be considered Christian. Like, they don't actually care about giving up their money to help poor people like is in the Bible or in any of the other things that are considered Christian values. Like, literally, if you're so worried about socialism, like, the idea of a church is socialism because you give your money to the church so that they could redistribute your money to the community to help people. That's socialism. But also, it's just like going back to the Cuban idea of being afraid of Democrats because they're socialists. So my problem with this, and same with like the whole religion aspect of like, oh, I'm a Christian, so I'll just vote Republican because they're the Christian party, or I'm a Cuban and I'm afraid of socialists, so I'll vote for the Republican. It's like you were saying, there's no critical thinking. There's no just like complete understanding. So you would rather vote against a perceived idea of Biden possibly being a socialist and want to cast your vote for the person who actually displays fascist ideas in the White House. You'd rather cast your vote for someone who is very similar to like Mussolini, but you wouldn't want to cast your vote for Biden because you think he might be a socialist. And that's what I just can't comprehend about people.
Well, but you what you just did was laid out some type of outline of critical thought. And that's not something everybody can do. And it's
not that hard though. Like, all you have to do is just like look at what has actually happened. Look at what he's actually said. Like, it's not a joke. Like, he literally put children in cages. 500 kids can't find their parents because he put them in cages, and he was proud of it. He spent billions of dollars on a wall that's falling apart and doesn't work, and lied about it, getting the money from the Mexican government to pay for it. He took us out of the World Health Organization to blame them during a pandemic instead of trying to work with scientists so that we could try to figure out the best way to fight a virus. Like, these aren't perceived ideas. These are things you can literally just see in front of you. Like, if Biden did this, if Obama did this, like, there's a lot of things that Obama did that I didn't like, but it doesn't mean that he was just like a completely just evil, horrible person the same way that what Trump is doing. So, I didn't like Obama, like, you know, doing the drone attacks. I didn't like the time when he signed off on an FBI sting to try to trace the cartel through having a cell of 10,000 guns to over the Mexican border, and then they just lost the guns, and now the fucking cartel had 10,000 guns. Like, those are some things that he's done during his presidency that I didn't like, but it wasn't things that actually could have completely destroyed our country.
And I don't want to make it seem like I'm sticking up for anybody here, because wrong is wrong. We see this, we understand what it is at face value, but we also dissect it a little bit to understand a little bit more, because that's what we do. Snake salesmen or snake oil salesmen made money. They would take their carts from city to city, and they would sell this fake potion and tell you you're going to be safe from dysentery or syphilis, and people bought it. Trump is that guy, and the people buying it are his supporters. Those people have to exist. I don't know much about Darwinism, Jake. Maybe you do, but I feel like that has to do with that same idea that well, there's got to be people out there who are just going to not live as long, and the ones who put good thought into decisions are the ones who are going to, you know, survive. And I feel
100
like
100 years ago, sure, but we live in an age where even Donald Trump can become president. So 10 minutes.
Yep. Only 10 minutes.
I heard a very sad, somebody gave a really profound statement this week that I was listening to about this being the end of the Age of Enlightenment, because civil discourse is no longer possible if there is no central objective truth to debate around, because people's realities are so far apart in the information we're given. So maybe there's an understanding of why we had that turnout for the Republican Party, because they're told things that we could never believe was true, and vice versa. So I don't know, there needs to be a fix on, as we've talked about many times, social media level, and I don't know, just being a good person.
But, you know, also, like, we also need to make sure that we hold the Democratic Party responsible, too.
Yeah.
Okay? There were many times when Hitler was rising to power that people could have stopped him, but he would have meetings, and they'd be like, oh, he's such a nice guy. He said he was going to stop invading countries, and he kept invading countries. And no one actually stood up to him until it was too late. It's time for Democrats to actually fight for what they believe in, or this shit will happen again. You can't be the weak party that just talks about what you care about and not actually fight for what you care about. And yes, I would love to have civil discourse, but you can't have civil discussions with people when the thing that they care about is oppression. I do not want to have a civil discussion with someone who wants to take away gay rights, who wants to just throw their hands up and say, oh, there's no way we can stop cops from killing black people in the streets. That's not okay. And you can't just be like, well, we're both on the same side and it's a 50-50 discussion. We're both going to care about it together. No. Innocent people are fucking dying in the world. And so if you care about it, fight for it.
Well, if they don't believe that people are dying, that's the problem.
Then fucking fight against them. Fucking, you know what? If you're a Democrat and you realize that, oh, this district is spreading propaganda, take the fucking funding out of their district then. You know, they've been doing it to Democratic districts, taking money away from schools and districts that are predominantly black people. You know, you got one
city lines, county lines,
white community that has tons of funding, and then you have a black community or a Hispanic community that has zero funding. Their schools are falling apart. Their roads are falling apart. They can't get hospitals built. Do the same fucking thing to them. But you stand up and you fight and you bring them into fucking submission to finally believe in facts. Because if you actually care, because that's how they win. That's how the Republicans win.
Yeah. They go low and we still think it's our decision to stay high because we're the more like enlightened and honest and people with integrity group. We need to just fucking fight. Because if it gets to the point to where we're trying to take the high road, we're going to fall behind and they're going to continue to move forward because they're the ones who are going to stop from allowing 100 and something federal judges from getting put in their office during a term of a Democratic president.
Yeah. There's one fucking party that allows camouflage people with beards and assault rifles to storm a Capitol. Now it's time to actually say, you know, fuck you.
Yeah. I mean, a good example of that is when the NRA decided to partner with the government to sign a law to restrict rifles from being held out in public because the Black Panthers decided to carry guns to city properties or state federal properties. When's the last time that happened when a man with a beard and camouflage decided to do it who was white? We need to be able to make those decisions and push them to believe in facts.
Just because the Democrats won this election doesn't mean they actually won anything. The only way that they truly win is if they make the changes that they say that they want to do. And the reason why Bernie didn't win, the reason why Elizabeth Warren didn't win is because they were viewed as too far left and wouldn't be able to work across the aisle well, now, Biden, you are the moderate Democrat who said that you could work across the aisle. The Senate's going to come down to close to being 50-50. If it comes down to being 50-50, or if it's 51-49 and the Republicans still hold the Senate, this is your time to show that you need to prove that you are the right choice to be president, because you need to work across the aisle to make sure things actually get done. It can't just be, oh, they wouldn't let me. Oh, no. Because then fucking Don Jr. will run and he'll win. Fucking Ivanka Trump will run. Or any of the other insane Tea Party, MAGA, QAnon people will run and they'll win.
I have a feeling that Trump Sr. would sabotage his son's campaign because he doesn't want him to be anywhere on his level because of how narcissistic he is.
Or Trump would just run again.
Possibly. He's got more energy than most 30-year-olds. So yeah. Maybe in 4 years, he'll still have as much energy.
Jake, I'm really surprised you're still alive, being behind enemy lines.
No, there's
he's
there's
got acceptance. A bow behind him.
There's I saw that.
There's acceptance on this side, but what I have heard so far is that the 40, let's call him 46, right? I don't have to say his name right now, but he will be gone in 6 months because of the crimes that they have found that he committed with his son. So at least there's no denying the results. Oh,
from his laptop that they found?
Oh, DHL lost it, though. Right?
I don't know. I just asked if there was proof, and they said there is almost proof enough. So
there's almost proof enough. Yes.
Right now.
And there's almost proof enough that I'll float off of a building if I jump off it.
So there's acceptance. Although I have seen on social media, at least one person I know is just constantly talking about the current news, like off-brand news articles about glitches in the polling machines across like over 20 states. Why is nobody talking about this? If I could scroll back up to it.
How many times have there ever been issues or malfunctions with polling units or voting machines? In
28
history?
States, guys. Did anyone else see this? Why are they no longer talking about it? If Biden wins, then he wins. But this is a highway robbery. There's no way he should be deemed the winner.
It's just another false narrative being pushed around. Like, where is the proof?
Well, but also it's just like, They think it's a conspiracy theory that Biden's getting most of the mail-in ballots, except for the fact that you got the fucking guy in the White House saying, don't do mail-in ballots because we're not going to count them. So, what? You can't have it both ways. You can't have the red side saying, don't do mail-in ballots, but why are all the mail-in ballots going to the blue guy? Doesn't fucking make any sense. You got 1 minute. You got anything happy?
No, nothing happy. It's all intense and everything is sad until it's not. Let's cross our fingers and hope the next couple of weeks we have some pretty decent results that are conclusive.
Jake, any science?
We don't have enough time to get into Gavin Newsom's executive order on changing, like banning all the sales of gasoline and diesel cars. We'll save that for next week then.
Jake, what about the NASA project with the 30th orbit around Jupiter? Did you hear about that?
Are you around Jupiter?
Yeah, wasn't it around
Tell Jupiter? Us, Jeremy. I know about Europa. They've been looking for water in Europa. But
listen, I only read stuff that's on Twitter, okay? Through the memes.
They found water on the moon. There's more water than they thought. Boom, there we go.
There you go. Well, we'll talk about this stuff next week unless, you know, Trump decides to launch missiles at Democratic states or some shit like that.
We could be talking about this for another week.
Yeah, but let's just end on the fact that this isn't a Democratic issue. It's not a Republican issue. This is a humanity issue and
the world.
I don't think that Biden is the best possible candidate in the world, but he's the best possible candidate who could have won this election. And I think that he's going to do what's best for the actual people.
A moment of silence.
What is this crazy rock and roll music anyway?
Well, I didn't see that coming. Did it? Hello and welcome.
Operators are standing by.
It's like a breath of fresh air.
Dance like there's no tomorrow.
T.
TCRPN, the Critical Reviewer Podcast Network.